You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is a love it or hate it kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But some people get very excited.
A lot of passion.
Yeah, so excited, in fact, to this day, there are household names known only for this form of entertainment.
Oh.
If you were to find out early on that someone you wanted to get close to was a big fan of this kind of entertainment, would it make it harder to take that person seriously?
Oh.
Because it sounds like someone in this room is making that argument.
A little judgy.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch Just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. There is a big show coming to Rochester in November.
Who's coming?
We're not talking about Hamilton. There's not some monster rock band. It's Michael Carbonaro.
Michael Carbonaro.
You're familiar with Michael Carbonaro?
He sounds Italian.
He's probably Italian. Probably Italian.
So he's a singer?
No.
Is he a dancer?
No.
What else is...
He's a magician.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's known for his show on True TV, The Carbonaro Effect, and he's playing the Kodak Center on November 21st.
Mm.
So apparently this guy has, like, diehard fans.
Okay.
So much so, when this show was announced last week, people were flipping out.
Sounds like a big Vegas-style act, I'm guessing.
I have no idea. I've never seen him do his thing. But there could be a packed house of Magic fans at the Kodak Center come November 21st waiting to have their minds blue.
All right. So he's like a Copperfield guy.
I don't know what he does. I have no idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
You saw this.
Yeah.
And it got you thinking.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, if this was, say you're going out and you're meeting somebody, maybe you've been dating for a little bit, or maybe this is a first date situation. Like if this was a date night idea by somebody, it's creative. But if you found out they were a huge, huge fan of a magician,
uh-huh,
like that is their form of entertainment, would it be a little bit of a red flag?
It sounds to me like you think it would
be a
red flag.
I feel like if I went on a date with somebody and found out like they knew everything there was to know about a magician, it would be a little weird. You just don't meet
a lot
of people that are like super fans of magicians.
So like a man...
Like explaining to you like the ins and outs of the tricks and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a little odd.
So guys who like magic bother you?
I
speak freely.
I have not dated anybody who's been into it, so I cannot confirm.
I'm looking at your face. You made a face like something smelled bad.
It would be a little weird to date somebody very, very into magic.
Would you agree?
Because you know, if they're into magic, they don't just, like, they apply magic to everyday life.
And they want to show you their tricks, too. Now, look, man, I mean, you and I have worked with magicians on the road, so we kind of know a little bit behind the scenes.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah. We have to say up front, because this is a biased room.
It is very biased.
So having done stand-up comedy for a living.
And knowing magicians.
Comedians and magicians do not get along.
No.
I cannot explain why. There is not a single reason.
Well, it's the props. It's the whole thing.
Okay. Like you were nailing it with your rootsy... Down to earth.
I was kind of a magician.
What if there's a vagina in the donut?
I made a lot of audiences disappear, Patrick. That was supposed to be your joke.
Yeah, no, I got it. I was trying to do good comedy.
Yeah. When's that starting?
So here's the thing. You will never.
It's almost nine.
You'll never meet a stand-up comic who gets excited about a magician, which is weird because this guy, Michael Carbonaro, is a comic magician.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But. Again, this room is biased. So I ask everyone outside this room right now, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, is an adult who likes magic someone that puts you off? Does it make you uncomfortable? Is it a red flag?
Well, because I always look at magicians as being pretty close to the circus. I do.
Well, look at it as being such a kid thing.
Yes, you know, like a circus.
Yeah.
Well, so it's like illusionist and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's all kind of the same thing.
Okay.
You know, the clown's getting out of the car and the tight rope and all that stuff. So I always look at it like that. To your point, it's kind of like what kids are into. But if you're an adult with no kids and you like magic or you like the circus, I think you're kind of weird. Not bad weird, just like...
Oh, no, you mean bad weird.
No, not bad. Not bad like there's bodies in the basement.
Okay, yeah.
By the way, no. I'm just saying that guy was a clown. You know what I mean? It's just not natural.
Right, so I think that there's
is that a manly thing to like?
I think there's a separation here because I would say, like, if somebody, let's say somebody wanted to take you out to see this show because, like, it's something fun to do. Let's go check it out. It could be entertaining. I can see it being entertaining. It's when you start to, like, apply the magic to your real life. Like, you are also into magic now.
Because there's nothing worse, man, than a guy that breaks out magic tricks at a party.
When's the last time you saw a guy break out a magic trick?
I haven't been to parties in a long time, but we've known guys.
Yeah, why? The way you're talking. Why are you not invited to parties?
We've known guys that have pulled moves.
Okay.
Just to get attention.
Somebody walks away from the show like so inspired that they now are into it as a hobby.
Yeah, they're down at Spencer's Gifts looking around at stuff.
That's how old Tommy is. He thinks Spencer still sells magic gifts.
They
and
do.
Not,
they
and
still
not
sell
dildos
the fake thumb.
And not, yeah, no, the fake thumb exists, not for the magic trick reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I should take that back.
252 WCMF.
Is that why they sold it with lube?
252-926. His thumb comes off really easy. We're talking about Michael Carbonaro. He is a magician. He has a show on True TV. He is coming to the Kodak Center, on
a huge hit.
November 21st. It's going to be. Like, they're selling, like, VIP things for this.
Yeah.
Kimmy saw this, and it seems that she thinks a man that would be into magic, a grown-ass man, that would be a red flag
for
her.
If he's going to explain how all the tricks work to you, red flag.
All right, so you think she's wrong in that take? Because you're kind of like putting her down for this.
I don't know why you would take away someone's joy.
I'm not asking that. But
yeah, I think she's wrong.
So you're cool with magic dude, ventriloquism dude, going to see.
Okay, hold on.
Clown.
Like, it's one thing to go see the show. It's another thing to hang out
to be
with
into
that
it. To be into it, like you're into the bills.
No.
That's
no,
what
no.
she's talking.
Right,
about.
Hold on. Back up. I will be clear. I am not into magic. I am not into ventriloquism.
Mm-hmm.
But I can appreciate.
Oh, I can too.
That's I didn't
what
say
it takes,
don't appreciate
what it takes.
I'm saying like I also want to be a magician.
No, okay, but now you're going down a road here. We're just talking about people that are like entertained by magicians.
I could be entertained by a magician. I could. Like I would go to that show and be entertained. It's like but like keep it in the show. We don't need to take it into our actual
If your
lives.
Husband wanted to go to a magic show at the Kodak
I would
Theater,
go I would go to a magic show. I've never been to a magic show. I would go to a not like an adult magic show.
So
been to a children's magic show
you went
as
to see,
a child.
See, you're being condescending.
You went to Nate Bargatze.
Yeah,
last night. You had a fabulous time.
Yeah, he was great.
And you came in this morning, and this is before the show.
Uh-huh.
You really broke down that show.
Yeah, sure. You did.
Like you told me about every single act leading up to Nate Bargatze and the whole scene.
I saw Nate Bargatze. I don't know where Nate Bargatze was playing last night.
Oh, is that where we're going now?
I know. I'm just asking a question.
Is that where we're going now? We're getting a little nervous?
Go ahead.
So let's say I went down and I saw Jeff Dunham.
Sure.
Who's a ventriloquist. Yeah. And he does probably the most extensive act I've ever seen.
Yeah, the
and
most
that guy,
extensive ventriloquism act you've ever seen.
Bro, that guy is the highest selling ventriloquist act of all time.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
So let's say I took my wife to that show, and I came in, bat. Oh, my God. I just saw Jeff Dunham. It was crazy, man. He had an alien. He had a peanut. He had a pepper on his cheek, and he had all these crazy things, man. And, like, you couldn't even see his mouth move, and everything was talking. It was amazing. You would go, shut.
Yes, I would.
And then you go, it's not how he does it. All that stuff's pre-recorded. It's all like part of a computer act. Blah, 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 blah. That's what you would do. You crap all over.
Okay, but I don't want to.
You would. And by the way, you would definitely steal my fun.
Your fun, yes. But if it was like, let's say, like, you know, Hope from a country station.
That makes sense.
Oh, but I thought you were fine with ventriloquist a second ago. Highest selling motion ventriloquist.
I could see Hope. And Moose going to a ventriloquist show and thinking it was real.
Oh, do you see people that like
Did
that?
Did you say thinking it was real?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
They fall for the act.
You're the dumbest person in the building by far. And when you want to talk about magicians.
That ain't saying much for this building.
When you want to talk about magicians, I mean, if anyone's a magician in this room.
Who is it?
Kimmy, how much have our ratings disappeared in the last couple of months? Ka-cha! Aya!
I thought it was a group effort.
252 WCMF. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in.
You're going to get the fans now, bro.
Well, no. Well, we go both ways here. Troy writes us. He says, my cousin is a big-name magician up in Canada. He's even performed in Vegas. Total effing nerd. I do think all magicians are nerds.
Well, you'd have to be to like spend that much time by yourself doing this.
But, like, you don't appreciate the work that goes into the sleight of hand?
I do. I just have balls to get up on stage and do it.
My ass!
Balls and ass to bring everything up there. I get it.
But Nissa writes, why do you guys have an issue with people having special interests? Let people enjoy their hobbies.
Yes, Pat.
Let people enjoy their lives. That's the point I'm making.
Yes. Why can't I but why can't I judge? Why can't Kimmy judge?
It's such a stupid take. That's such a stupid. What? You could have your special interest. My special interest is insulting you for having a special interest.
Yes. That's kind of like a hobby. And it's also your hobby. You ain't so high in goddamn money. You're the first one to start mocking at people.
They're mocking at.
Mocking at. You mocking at and mocking at.
No, there's a difference between. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Pat's mocking. Higher level.
No. There's
top shelf mock.
There's a difference between me walking in here with you. There's a difference between we walking in here with you that I've known 25 years and telling you to your face you're an idiot. Why are you shaking your hips like that?
That's my mocking shake. I'm shaking up my mock.
Have you
come
ever
on, baby? Do the mocking shake. You can't even do the song
you
right.
You did it wrong.
You suck at comedy and life.
Shake that mock.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Have you ever been around somebody pursuing magic? Or somebody really, really into it? To the point where like they've invested money now in it?
I didn't know him.
Usually they're kids.
Well, I mean,
this was like, I had to be like 19, 20.
Wait, you old. Actually?
So like this kid, he got pretty good at it.
Just
but
stop
like
dropping
he had,
things.
But he had a couple of tricks that he would do over and over again. He started to get like really mad when you tell him, like, I've seen this before.
Yeah, because you're a dick.
But
you
I've
are the
seen
worst person.
Do the Macarena.
Tell me she's not the worst person for that.
I kind of like it, though.
Well, okay.
Maybe you light up
anytime
a magician.
Anytime he would get
I'm
into a group where like people had already seen the trick or knew how it worked, he would get like upset with them. And it's like, okay, it's not working today. Try again tomorrow.
Right,
nobody asked you to do your set right now.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say down the hall this morning, you got a magician on the country station.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense.
He travels the world. He does these amazing tricks, whatever.
Yeah.
He's doing tricks in the green room for everyone to watch.
So we all are invited down.
We are invited down. You're not going down to look.
Oh, I'm going down to look.
Yeah, so
sure.
Don't sit here.
But I'm going down because to be an ass.
But you won't because you're a coward.
Well, I'm not going to hurt the guy's feelings.
See, that's what
working.
I mean. No, you would go.
Here's what I would do. To your point. Settle. You're so worked.
No, you're
so wound
a
up.
Dick. You're such a
I never
dick.
Seen somebody get so wound
no,
up.
No, because we tried
magic.
To do the damn pics. That the whole time. And then people are just trying to live their lives loving magic. And Kimmy and you come in here and be like, oh, be smarter. Say the
no,
dumbest people
say
on the planet.
Okay,
no,
you're
so on his side.
I'm just
magic,
saving
magic,
you
dumb.
Time. Like, I've already seen this. I'm not going to be wowed by it again.
All right, so the three of us are invited down. The whole station is invited down to watch this magic act that's actually promoting their show on the beat.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a little sideshow for all of us.
Yeah,
which is really nice of the guy, right?
Sure, yeah.
Or gal. Maybe it's a female magician. So we go down and we watch the whole thing. And you and I, we're making faces with each other. We're not saying nothing.
Okay.
Because we're so cool.
Doing your
and we would come down
giggles.
Here and rip that act a brand new ass. You know it. And don't
Ooh.
Act old St. Patrick like you would. I wouldn't.
I would appreciate it.
The problem is, nobody wants to blow a rabbit out of the iron.
Can we get a new voice for the day?
Stuck
on this voice. I don't listen to Taylor Swift's music. I can appreciate the work that Taylor Swift puts in as an entertainer.
Yes, she's a beautiful woman.
I hate Tom Cruise. I can appreciate the work that Tom Cruise puts
in. I'm marking this for later.
No, he sucks. I take that back. He sucks, right? But and I feel the same way about magicians. Yes, to you, because we've been in the business for so long, I would make fun of a magician. But if some civilian that doesn't work in our business comes in, I'm not going to be like, here's why you suck. Here's why you're dumb.
Okay. So if somebody you love in your life loves magic.
Your dad decides he's going to pursue magic.
Which is totally a possible turn here.
Or he goes to see this show and wants to tell you all about it and buys
be
all
like,
the merch.
Guys, he's trying really hard. You should appreciate all the work
he's put into
this. Magic Lance.
Magic Lance. I would go to that show.
Yes.
Lance, the Magnificent.
He made himself disappear.
Yeah, from your house.
Now you see our house? No, you don't! 252 WCMF.
Oh, God.
Let's talk to the most magic man we know.
Who we got?
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
How you guys doing?
What's up?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Dad, the craziest trick I've seen in my entire life. It's a 30-year-long trick. It's this dude, this complete creep that comes into a radio show every single morning from 6 to 10 and makes a complete ass of himself. and still have a job somehow.
All right.
No, Wee's retired.
We're going to break this down.
Oh, wait, It's Tommy.
Ben, that setup was way too long for the punchline to work.
Yeah, come
on, buddy. If we're
so up, that getting off of 490.
Duffy, you know it's true, though.
I was just, you know.
But you keep listening for some reason.
He got the light in the middle of that sentence. Ben, are you a Magic fan, Ben?
What do you think?
No, not really. I mean, never caught my attention.
All right, Ben, thanks for the call. No, because I could see a really mean joke bubbling up inside
No, not me.
Tommy Mulet. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ooh, this is not good news.
What happened
that
now?
That is, if you believe it. This has been used for centuries to determine what weather is going to look like years in advance.
Yeah.
And people still use it.
It's like guaranteed, man.
Well, what's funny is, okay.
It nails it.
Kimmy, it gets referenced if it tells us what we want
to hear. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it does.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We have had a great summer weather-wise.
Oh, my God.
Fall has been elite thus far. But all of that is about to change, and sooner than normal.
Oh, my God.
Forecasts.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Are predicting a snowstorm. As early as October in Rochester this year, we could be 2 weeks away from boots and shovels and miserable drives into work.
But how would they know this?
Well, the forecast predicting it is coming from the Farmer's Almanac.
The most antiquated backwater jerk book of all time, which is packed full of lies.
Okay. Kimmy, there's science behind the Farmer's Almanac, isn't there?
Science is up in the satellites.
Yeah, it's like trends, right?
I thought they used stars and planets to. I thought that was the
science. Yeah, like it has to do with.
Think of who wrote
that
book and when it was written.
It was written in like the late
weather patterns.
Yeah, by people that believed all kind of crazy stuff in the sky.
Okay, but it still gets referenced to this day.
Yeah. And I don't know why, because you actually have equipment to do this for you.
No, but haven't
we? Well, but it's not telling you day by day. It's telling you kind of a little bit more general, right? What the seasons are going to be.
I mean, Kimmy, we've looked into this. The Farmer's Almanac has a pretty good track record on predicting what seasons are going to look like.
Yeah,
right?
Let's see. Summer's going to be kind of hot. I predict it's going to get a little dicey around wintertime. That's for sure.
Oh, the reading
and,
in Vermont.
And a little wet around spring.
The reading in Vermont.
Yes.
Okay.
Where do you think this thing was written, man? By some alcoholic in a shed in the 1700s with a candle.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. The only reason you don't want to believe the Farmer's Almanac right now is because you don't want to hear that there's a snowstorm coming.
I know my left testicle gets tingly. I think we're going to have a full starry night.
If I just told you that the Farmer's Almanac said it will be 65 until November 20th, you would have believed it right away. Am I wrong?
Why is that?
Well, because that's what you want. You want it to be nice until forever. So if I said Farmer's Almanac says 65 on November 20th all the way through, you'd be like, oh, hot damn. Yes, all right. Oh, come on, boys. My testicle's tingly. We're going outside.
They base the predictions on three things. Solar science, so like kind of what you said.
Yeah.
Which they didn't understand back then.
Which they obviously did.
They didn't get
analyzing sunspots, solar activity, the solar cycle to find patterns. Climatology, that's, you know, the historical weather conditions.
Oh, I thought that's when you went and studied how to do makeup on people.
Long-term weather patterns.
Okay.
And, you know, meteorology, that's, you know, that studies the current atmospheric conditions.
I mean, look, if you're upset. Thank you.
Started using that voice.
Yeah, seriously. It's
it's spreading. I don't know. I can't help it.
These are real farmers. I looked at that. I don't know what the hell.
When you talk about weather, this is how we get.
If you want good news. Because October snowstorm is not good news. But if we go by what the Farmer's Almanac says for Rochester this winter, quote, they are predicting above normal winter temperatures.
But we're getting a snowstorm in October.
Yes, and below normal snow for the season. So we'll have an early snowstorm, but for the rest of the winter, it's
going to
be
out.
Mild with below normal snow.
I'll take that.
Now, it does say there will be periods of deep chill, but on the whole.
Periods of deep chill come winter. I said this winter, I got to be a little chilly.
There was a winter 2 years ago where
it was super mild.
Yeah, we barely got below freezing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I remember the day.
I mean, but here's the thing. Like, the winters we've had recently are nothing compared to what we knew growing up. And the Farmer's Almanac, if I remember correctly, has called these things.
So they called it. They saw that the global warming.
Well, no, I don't know if somebody sat down and wrote out a forecast for like the next 400 years. Yeah. I think it's a pattern you follow based on the mathematical equation.
Gotcha. It's all about the math.
No, I'm okay.
I mean,
bitch, I'm fucked for.
We can all admit we're not smart enough to understand.
No kidding.
No, but that's why I watch like the Weather Channel with the satellites
but,
and the imagery that they
but
explain.
But they may
to.
Also be using the same type of
science.
Weather science.
Yeah.
They ain't used that other busted-ass old man science.
James writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Again, we're talking about the Farmer's Almanac. It is predicting an October snowstorm for Rochester, but outside of that, mild winter, low snow. James writes, the Farmer's Almanac, originally written by Ben Franklin, and we already know Tommy's opinion on Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
The only man in America
boozy playboy.
Ben Franklin.
I know.
Was nailing everything in Philadelphia. He wasn't looking at the sky.
All right, here's the thing.
He was banging outside.
Even if we
and
get...
she was on top, so we could watch his kite at the same time. He was a multitasker.
Oh, we got a tweet coming in. My favorite break room matchup: Tommy Millet versus the Farmer's Almanac.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. In reality, even if we get an October snowstorm, it shouldn't be a surprise. So, in front of me, I have the average dates of the first snowfall in Rochester every year.
Yeah,
you want to take a guess?
Well, I'm guessing it's October.
Okay, give me a date.
I would say a couple days before Halloween.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I would say around Halloween, yeah, because I remember as a kid it always snowed or the weather was super cold that day.
The average first snow in Rochester is October 23rd, a full week before
Damn,
Halloween.
We're getting close.
And here's the thing. Every year when it snows on October 20th or 21st, 22nd, both of you go, it never snows this early. What? It never happens. Every year, first break of the day.
It pisses me off, Pat.
No, okay, fine, but it is amazing.
I can be angry at snow if I want to be.
It is amazing how in Rochester, and I don't know if this happens anywhere else, as soon as winter is over, our brains are just wiped, and we forget all of the normal things that happen. Because I'm telling you right now, in a week and a half, 2 weeks, when we get that first snow, you're going to come in here on the first break. We never get it. It sucks. Never happens.
What the hell's going on around here? All right. I hate winter.
Okay, move out of Rochester. Everybody listening would appreciate that. Walter writes us. Now you got all the old guys
here
going
goes
out
Walter.
Of the weather. Yeah, Duffy.
Those guys should be respected.
He says, we had heavy snow in mid-October back in 1975. I remember the branches breaking off trees and hitting power lines, and we didn't have school the next day.
This, the winter of 75.
Everyone remembers.
Of course. It was right, Mom remembers.
Right before the winter of 76. You know, if this Farmer's Almanac is right, mild winter, low snow, this news is not good for the snow industry in Rochester.
Yes.
Plow guys, ski resorts, etc. Mm-hmm. There is so much money in snow. In the greater Rochester
area. Yeah.
And there is a decision to be made very soon for everybody listening. Well, some folks that do this.
What's that?
Do you sign a contract with a snowplow company for your driveway, or do you roll the dice thinking that you're not going to need it and you can shovel three or four times and you'll be fine?
Okay. You want to cheap out and chintz.
Well, but like that's that winter 2 years ago, we barely got any snow.
Last winter wasn't terrible.
Remember, but we still had.
When it comes to snowfall,
we still the plow guy still came around.
Well, no, remember we had asked, like, you know, because we knew we weren't getting snow 2 years ago, 2 winters ago, what the plow guys were doing. And one guy called up and said, I have contracts, and even if there's a quarter inch of snow, I'll go and plow to make it look like I'm doing something because I don't want to lose the contract for next
people
year.
To feel like they're getting their money's worth.
Like, I would love to see a study, sincerely.
Yeah.
When we have low snow winters, how much money gets drained out of our economy?
Oh, good hurt, yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, there are people that rely on that money to plow driveways and work at ski resorts. Think of how many people Bristol Mountain employs.
Or make, but they like, can make winter snow, purchases right? for that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the coats and hats and gloves and, you know, all that stuff. Boots. What about the boot industry?
Oh, my God, the boots. The boot barn.
Yeah. Is anyone thinking of the boot barn? I don't think they sell winter boots. But you get the point I'm making here, right? All right. So, again, in 2 weeks, when we get our first snowfall, I do not want to hear you say.
I'm going to lose my crap.
Okay.
I am.
Let's take a break.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, we made the joke every year that there are some Halloween candies that suck because they taste like they've been around for 100
years.
Yeah. It turns out, actually, one of those candies that people avoid, what you're putting in your mouth may actually be 100 years old. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Kimmy, the worst Halloween candy you can get in your bag would be?
Tootsie Rolls.
You nailed it.
Oh, I was going to say candy corn.
Okay.
Well.
But Tootsie Rolls right up there. But I like Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What?
Yeah.
Why is that?
So the way that Tootsie Rolls are made.
There was the last to go in your bag. You're like, all right, I guess I'll settle.
I've never seen anyone actually eat a Tootsie Roll in my life.
I can't eat them anymore because of my fillings. But I used to love them.
As really? A little kid, I really
not too
liked
sweet.
Like the fruity flavored ones. I know. It's weird.
So Tootsie Roll has a unique way of making their product.
Yeah.
Every day, at the end of the day, they have like this vat of all the melted material.
Yeah.
And they take the leftover Tootsie vat stuff and they pour it into a new vat to start the next day.
Okay.
So because of that process, it is very possible, they've done it every day for 120 years, that parts of the original Tootsie Rolls that were produced
are still in that vat.
Are still in, yeah, the material.
So you're eating that batch.
So it never really goes bad then?
No, the way that they cook it, it never really goes bad.
Yeah.
So in theory, if you were
to... You shouldn't eat something that never goes bad.
It can go. The way that they do it, I don't know. I don't know after it's cooked.
Well, nobody's died from Tootsie Rolls.
I don't know if that's true either. Bottom line is this. It's possible
if
you put a Tootsie Roll in your mouth that there is still parts of the original batch that was made 120 years ago.
You're reading candy history.
Yes, you are. Yeah. And in fact, that is something that Tootsie Roll brags about on their website.
Kind of like fine wine.
Yeah, except...
Or rancid sugar.
It's just, I mean, again, it doesn't taste good. Like,
no.
How do
they... And what the other thing I never understood about Tootsie Rolls as a kid, the consistency is so different from bag to bag. Sometimes you get like the super hard ones, and then other times they'd be like kind of mushy and chewy.
I tried a Tootsie Roll one time when I was a kid. I'll never do it
You've
again.
You've only had one Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I used to like to suck on them just to get that caramel taste.
No, I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Well, it's got like
caramel?
A caramel. Well, not a caramel. It has like a
like
caramel.
Chocolate taffy, isn't it?
But it has like a caramel consistency to it because it's very sticky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would suck on it and it would be sticky so it would stay in my mouth longer.
Yeah, no, everything you're saying checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. Whatever you're into. Why would Tootsie Roll brag about having a candy that's 120 years old when everybody makes fun of it being 120 years old, tasting like it's 120 years old?
Yeah, like why would you want that image in your head as you're eating it?
They also say they make 64 million Tootsie Rolls a day.
God damn. So some countries pounding them.
Who's eating them? Serious question. When is the last time you saw someone go, ooh, Tootsie Roll, open it up and pop it in their mouth? Because I've never seen it.
But there must be a global treat.
Can you Google what countries Tootsie Rolls are most popular in? Because if you get if you're handing out Tootsie Rolls for Halloween, you're a monster. You're a bad person.
Well, you feel like you're giving kids a lot. You'll get like a handful of them.
Okay.
But they're the worst kind of candy.
So why not give them a handful of razor blades? You're doing the same thing with them. No one's going to use
them. Well, the state stopped that.
I'd rather get a bag of pennies than a Tootsie Roll. So it turns out that the way that Tootsie Roll prepares their Tootsie Rolls is not unique to their cooking process. Now, candy-wise, it's unique.
Yeah.
But there is a restaurant that has a stew that has been continually cooking for over 5 decades. And every day, they just add more stuff.
They don't
the
wash the pot?
Yeah, no. It's been cooking for 50 years.
And it's a stew.
It's a stew. It's a 50-year-old stew.
It'd be some pew stew. What the hell? Who says it?
I don't know. It doesn't say the name of the restaurant here. But
that doesn't sound like healthy.
I kind of want to try it.
But it sounds like it'd be rancid.
Well, no, as long as it's still cooking, how could it go rancid? As long as it's always hot.
So, like, they never turn the stove off?
No, I don't. They must not if it's going for 50 years, right? Does anyone know about this? 252-WCMF? Also, it's the same way that some people make sourdough. There are sourdough recipes that are generations old. It's been used with the same sourdough starter just over and over and over.
So, I don't know. So, what does that mean? It's like They don't wash whatever they...
No, like the original, like there's like... Is it bacteria that causes the sourdough to like...
Oh, that make it sour?
Is as good as mine.
Well, you need to like start...
Oh, the yeast? Like the...
I don't know what it is.
I don't know how to make bread.
I don't either. you said it like you were at AA. Hi, I'm Tommy. I don't know how to make bread. I'm very ashamed of it. No, there is something about... Oh, you take Tootsie Rolls out of it because they're disgusting. There's something about a generational food that I kind of want to try. Like something romantic about, like, you know, Kennedy could have eaten this exact stew.
Oh.
You know? No?
All right. I never really thought about it that way. Because, like, some places you go to that are, like... There's a place in Washington, D.C. called Ben's Chili. And they've been around since, I think, post-war.
Okay.
So I wonder, like,
never changed,
they,
like, their recipe.
I don't think
thing.
So, but like, I wonder if they got like a big ass bowl of chili that they got going all day. You know, they don't really stop.
They made it in like the same pot for decades.
It might be because it's old school, but it's called Ben's Chili Bowl.
Ben's Chili Bowl, yeah. Mm. Can you Google the 50-year-old stew when you get a chance? Because I kind of want to go find this place and give it a shot.
You're gonna do the 50-year-old? She's gonna be on a dating site.
50-year-old
bunch of creepy stews.
Are you kidding?
I'm into wood carving.
252 WCMF. Tootsie Rolls with Halloween coming up. Every Tootsie Roll you put in your mouth, you could be eating a piece of 120-year-old candy. The way that they make it, they take the stuff from the day before and just pour it back in the vat. They've been doing it that way since they opened up 120 years ago. So in theory, some of those little particles have existed in that pot for 120 years. What do we got?
What did you want to know about it?
50-year-old stew. Tell me where it is and
so
what it is.
So it's in Bangkok, Thailand. It's been continuously simmering for nearly 5 decades. The legendary dish is a rich beef and goat noodle soup.
Ooh.
So they just keep adding fresh ingredients to the same pot of broth each day.
That sounds great.
Well, if you're ever in Bangkok, check it out.
Is it bad that the fact that it's in Bangkok has made me change my mind that I want this stew?
Why?
Well, I've seen these videos of like places in India, Asia, where it's like street food.
Yeah.
And it is the least hygienic thing I've ever seen in my life.
But everybody's eating it.
Okay, but I don't know.
I think it like moves so fast, you know what I mean? It's not like sitting around.
Okay, but like, Kim, you say everybody's eating it, sure. You don't get a follow-up. They don't follow with the phone and be like, hey, do you have dysentery? You know what I mean? Like,
or does that guy come back tomorrow?
Exactly, yes. So I don't know. Like, there's so many people over there. If you lost one or two of them, you wouldn't know.
Eat, enjoy the Bangkok food.
All right.